My name is Sashmini Madhow. I'll be serving as the chair pro tempore for this meeting, and I'm currently the chair for the Elections Committee. I would like to officially call the first 2022-2023 Academic Senate meeting to order. I would like to request for Dave Fields to serve as our pro tempore parliamentarian.
Koshchidalo.
Wonderful. All right, first agenda item is to present the 2022 faculty and student elections report. Okay, Brenda, whenever you're ready.
You can repeat. It doesn't need to be voted on.
Oh, okay. I would like to propose amendments to the elections report. The First Amendment is for biology. So Carl Fath as senator, John Waldman as alternate senator, and Second Amendment is for urban studies, Doe Lee as senator and James Baca as alternate senator. Okay, so I'd like to ask for unanimous consent to adopt the elections report as amended.
Not needed. No vote is necessary. Just a report.
Okay, thank you.
You got to elect the chair.
Wonderful. Next item on the agenda is to elect the holder of the chair. Are there any nominations?
Stephen Grover here, the Senator for Philosophy. I'd like to nominate Kevin Ferguson.
Wonderful. Are there any other nominations?
Move unanimous consent for Kevin.
Okay, I'd like to ask for unanimous consent to elect Kevin Ferguson as chair.
Ask if there are any objections.
Are there any objections?
Done.
Okay, now I turn the floor over to our holder of the chair, Kevin Ferguson.
Thank you so much, Saishmini. Thank you, everyone. Honored to continue to serve. I would like to appoint Dave Fields as our parliamentarian for this session. Thank you, Dave, as always, for your help in keeping a straight ship aright, so to speak. Next is the deputy holder of the chair. I'm going to confess here, the wheels are off a little bit, but we've also had, there might be a few speed bumps here. So I appreciate your patience as I try to. In person, I can whisper to Brenda about this and Dave about this, but pardon me if I'm doing this over the Zoom here. Are there any nominations for deputy holder of the chair at this point? Let me put it that way.
Hi, can everyone hear me?
Yes, Brandon, you can have the floor.
Hi, yes, everyone. My name is Brandon Castro, and I'm interested in being deputy holder of the chair.
Thank you, Brandon.
I nominate myself. Sorry about that.
No, I appreciate that. Brandon self-nominated as deputy holder of the chair. Are there any other nominations? Okay, I don't see any, so I'll move unanimous consent on Brandon's nomination to be deputy holder of the chair. Any objections?
I object.
We have to vote.
Jen, would you like to speak to the question, the motion?
Yes, I would.
Thank you.
I object on behalf of many QC clubs. I'm not sure if many of you are aware, I am a former president of QC Asia, and I've been the president for the past 2 years. My vice president has actually been in contact with many members from Flight, which was a club that Brandon, I'm not sure if he is a part of right now, but he was a part of for 2021, I believe. And he has made many inappropriate remarks to other students and has been one of the reasons why Flight was kicked off of D3, District 3. I can make a full statement in an email if that would be more appropriate because I'm new to student association. I'm not sure how these objections work, but I would like to make a formal statement one of these days as to why I object.
Okay, Jen, thank you, I appreciate it. What we wanna do is to make sure when we'll keep it a little bit different. We just have a motion to elect a deputy holder of the chair and we have a nominee for that. So welcome anyone who would like to speak for or against that nomination to do so, but we'll do so without necessarily personal information or things like that. So it's perfectly fine for anyone, any student or faculty to say they object. So I do welcome and want to make sure that we have that openness.
I have a question. Is Jen a senator?
Thank you.
I am a senator. I'm an academic senator.
Very good. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak to the nomination?
I can keep going.
That's okay, Jen. We'll, and we can, pardon me, everyone, we can speak more about this later if there are other campus resources you wanted to reach out to or in terms of an email or things like that. But for this purpose, we don't need that. We just want to have the debate on the floor of the discussion of the different motions. And but I don't want to, if you do have feelings, we can find the right person to talk to you about that. Dave, your question, it's okay for members of the public to speak to questions if I allow so?
Yes.
In the spirit, I see Luis in the chat, and I'll ask you just to raise your hand because it's hard for me to monitor the chat at the same time. But Luis, if you want to have a minute to speak.
Yes, I know Brandon, and I'm not saying this on a personal level. Yes, in the past, there was questionable stuff, but I have seen Brandon develop and be more aware of his constituents, classmates, and fellow people. Everyone has their own issues, and everyone has grown. And I feel in this case, Brandon has grown in his own way. And I understand the objection that was mentioned, but I know Brandon personally, and I feel like he is not the worst person to be for this position. And everyone has flaws. But I feel it could be worked on, and I support Brandon for this position, even as a general student.
Thank you, Luis. No, I appreciate that. So you're not a senator, you're not voting, but we you've spoken in favor of the motion to move the nomination forward. Enrique.
Hello. So I am the student representative for the University Student Senate, the grad representative. I just wanted to say that as a student, as a dreamer, and as I like to represent undocumented students in the Queens College community, I do not feel safe or even welcomed in a university that would allow a student that calls us illegals, that doesn't just respect our existence in this country to be in such a position. So I would like to consider just tabling this nomination and just have further discussion later on when students can actually nominate someone that represents all of us and that respects all of us.
Motion table is in order.
Thank you, Enrique. I appreciate your comments. And you, I was just going to ask Dave, you said motion to table, but wouldn't that be tabling for today? Oh, no, we're in the next limited meeting. Does this put us off for a whole year, though?
No, a motion to table is in order. It requires a majority vote, 31 votes to table, and it would leave this position open until the Senate raises it from the table. But the Senate has the authority to table an election.
Okay, thank you.
And it's non-debatable.
We're just due 31. Excellent. Okay. So there is a motion to table. Well, I would just want to clarify. Is that what you meant, Enrique, to move? Did you understand that you were?
Yes. Unless there is other students that nominate, they self-nominate or nominate someone else in this meeting, I would like to just motion to table this discussion item until another meeting.
Thank you, Enrique. Okay, so there's, as Dave has pointed out, we have two motions, but the second one that was just made takes precedence. We'll vote on that now. Pardon if while we're, Brenda and I are counting, we'll need 31 votes. And I'll ask us to do what we did earlier in the semester, if you can, and just to remind us to use the reactions button? Yes, the raise hand feature. So Brandon, I see your hand is up. We'll handle this motion first and then I'll call on you. I'm gonna lower your hand now. I'll ask you, first we'll vote in the affirmative and then in the negative, and then we'll ask for abstentions. And what you could do is just down at the bottom of Zoom, hit the reactions and raise your hands when I call on the appropriate vote that you have in mind. It'll take Brendan and I just a moment to make sure senators are voting in favor. So the motion is to table the nomination for deputy holder of the chair until some point someone adds it to, I presume that would be old business, to a future Senate meeting, which will happen after the summer's over.
The way it works, it's tabled until the body moves to raise it from the table.
Okay, so it'll just appear as an item.
Kevin, I'm so sorry about the noise in the background. Would you be able to read the role of the deputy chair so that we know exactly what that role is?
I would love
Motion to table is non-debatable. There can be no further conversation. It's a up or down vote.
Yes, thank you, Dave. And sorry, Dustin, I was immediately going to the website, but we have a new website, so it was going to be hard for me to find. But if you can find it while you're making your choice, please do so. So I see a bunch of hands going up. Well, what I'll ask for now is all in favor of tabling the motion, that is to say, setting this down on the table, and then we'll pick it up at the next time we meet. Please raise your hands. I'll give it maybe 45 seconds or so because it's a little confusing, and then we'll take a count and make sure we have everybody right here. So we're in favor of setting the motion down, tabling it. Raise your hand. Okay, thank you. I see a count of 34, and I'll just confer with Brenda to make sure everyone who's voted is eligible to do so.
Hello, everyone. The number is 32.
Okay, 32 in favor of tabling the motion. I would ask everyone to lower their hands. I can help you do that if you can't figure it out. And now I'll ask for all of those in favor of not tabling the motion, all negative votes. So who do not want to table, want to go back to our previous motion. I'll ask you, just 1 second. Let me make sure everyone's hands are lowered. Okay, so all opposed to the motion to table. Oops, sorry, I was muted there. I see no hands. Abstentions? Wait just another moment to make sure people can find the buttons. Okay, so 2 abstentions. So the motion carries with 32?
32
in favor, which exceeds the threshold of 31. No votes and 2 abstentions. So we'll table the election for deputy holder of the chair. I encourage anyone who spoke on the issue who wants to reach out to me and find out more information about the position or have a discussion to contact me and CC Brenda over email, and I'll get to you as soon as I can. And I will obviously make a note to pick this up as soon as I can in the new semester or over the summer, excuse me. Okay, our next agenda item is 2C, a secretary. Are there any nominations for secretary? Okay, seeing none from the floor, I think we're going to have to move on and pick this up again in the fall as well. Dave, do we need to table this or can we just go to the next one?
No, just go to the next one. It doesn't need to be tabled.
All right, let's keep cruising then. So now we have item 2D, the executive committee. I'm going to go ahead and cede the floor to Dr. Grover.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to continue on the executive committee myself. I'm not sure if it's appropriate for me to self-nominate, and then I'd like to nominate Simone Yearwood.
Okay, you got this. You got me confused, Stephen. I might have missed an email. And okay. I'm sorry. Apologies, Dave. Can we do all the nominations at once and then have a vote? Yeah. All right, so let's do that. So, Stephen, I believe you're supposed to nominate me.
Okay, I'll nominate you then, Kevin. I don't have the relevant email.
You don't get nominated. You're the chair. You're automatically on the executive.
Oh, that's right, because I'm a... Okay,
that's what I believe, yeah.
I appreciate that. So what we're doing now is nominating the members of the executive committee who are going to serve on... going to serve on the executive committee, which plans the Senate agenda and things like that, or puts it forward. So... we'll go back. I apologize. So, Stephen, you nominated Simone. I'm automatically on there. I would like to nominate Barbara Moore. I'll call on Yeching.
I would like to nominate Anne Azzolini.
So there's a nomination for Anne Azzolini. Thank you. Ken?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Stephen Grover.
A nomination for Stephen Grover. So that is myself, Anne Azzolina. Excuse me, Azzolini, Barbara Moore, Stephen Grover. We have two other spots. Is Robin here? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I'm here. I was going to nominate Simone, but
we got Simone already.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then I believe I was expecting someone from SEYS to speak. So, I see what's going on. Okay, so here's the situation we have. I knew we were going to get here at some point. So we have nominations for Stephen Grover, Anne Azzolini, Barbara Moore, myself, Simone. We would like to fill the other three student spots with the secretary and the deputy holder, but we'll have to do that in the fall. We have a third student seat that we can also fill. And then we have another open faculty seat, and we have someone interested who's not able to do so because of sabbatical and things like that. So I will take a second and ask if anyone, a faculty member, would like to nominate another faculty member. Dave can tell us if we're allowed to self-nominate or not.
Self-nomination is permitted.
So self-nominate for a seat on the executive committee. It sounds very fancy, but it's also very important because we look at the minutes first and we set the agenda a few weeks ahead of time, and any kind of issues that come up that involve search committees or things like that, we have to look at that and make sure that we keep things going in a timely fashion. We know good governance is slow governance, as Dave says a lot, but we got to make sure we have people that can respond to that. So Robin, I saw your hand up briefly.
Yes. I'm not sure. I think I was supposed to nominate someone else, but not sure if I'm not sure.
I believe you're going to nominate Simone, so we've got that taken care of. Are there any other faculty members that would self-nominate for the last seat on the executive committee? Okay, I will make a note to harass all of your deans and chairs, mm-hmm. And if there's any deans or chairs in the audience today, I apologize, but obviously, we need to get a quorum to get some of this stuff done. And so if we got a smaller committee, that gets a little bit harder. We need to have, 9 people in the room, and we're short some students. So we might not be able to get some of those new courses passed that you want starting off in the fall semester. We might have some trouble with some other things. So I'll make this a priority to try to line this up.
I move unanimous consent to those nominated.
Any objections? Thank you, Dave. So those nominations proceed. And last item is 2E, nominating committee.
Are there any student, yes, there are any student nominees.
Oh, I thought we did this. I'm sorry. Are there any student nominations? We have, we've tabled the deputy holder of the chair. There were none for secretary, but we do have a third student seat. And I believe there are no restrictions on department or level. Correct. Let's see. Is Elizabeth, is that you speaking? Yes, yes. I'll give you the floor.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth Gilbert. I'm currently secretary and student association, and I would like to nominate myself for the position.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. So Elizabeth Gilbert, you broke up a little bit, but you said you're secretary of
the student association.
Of the SA. Okay, excellent. So Elizabeth self-nominated herself. Are there any other nominations for students?
Move unanimous consent on the slate submitted.
Thank you, Dave. So we'll ask for unanimous consent. Any objections? Okay, seeing and hearing none, we welcome our new executive committee members. Thank you. So now we'll move on to item 2E. Sorry, Elizabeth Gilbert. The nominating committee. Is Tina here? I saw you earlier. Yes, I'll give you the floor.
Yes, I am. And I would like to nominate Monica Casco for the seat of Arts and Humanities.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other nominations? We have education. We have a nomination for Arts and Humanities and a Social Sciences seat.
Yes. Hi, Kevin. I would like to nominate Stephen Grover to the nominating committee to fill the social sciences seat.
Thank you so much, Monica. So Tina and Stephen have been nominated for the arts and humanities and social sciences seats, respectively. We have a seat for education that expires in a year. Is there a nomination for that seat? Okay, you know, this is just more for me to harass you about in the fall, but the big list for the deans. It's gonna be busy. So we'll move unanimous consent on the two faculty members, excuse me, for the nominating committee. Any objections? Okay, seeing and hearing none, those are approved. And last, our student seats. We have two student seats, one from Arts and Humanities and Social Sciences with 2-year terms. Are there any nominations for these seats? Okay, seeing and hearing none, we'll put this on old business and we'll pick it up again in the fall. Thank you all. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. I'm gonna go check on Dad. I hope all of you stay safe and well, get through these finals weeks. And it was nice to see you.